Welcome to the NewsRamp Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, November 19th, 2024, and we have a lineup of sports headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
David Blackwell Law offers grants for coaches and teachers to get equipment and supplies. David Blackwell Law's Justice for Kids program offers grants to coaches and teachers to obtain sports equipment, school supplies, uniforms, and more for their athletes and students. Recognizing the impact teachers and coaches have on youth, the firm aims to support their community and inspire young individuals. By providing necessary resources, they hope to foster a passion for sports, education, and positive activities, ensuring kids have every opportunity to succeed. Coaches and teachers can apply for grants by filling out an outreach form on the David Blackwell Law website. The firm's founder, David Blackwell, has personal experience as a coach, while his wife and legal assistant have ties to the education system. David Blackwell Law is dedicated to representing accident victims in South Carolina and believes in treating clients like family, offering free consultations, and only charging legal fees if they recover money for you.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Sports Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.